According to scientists, the stretching of the crust, which caused it to rift, formed the Valles Marineris. There are gullies, channels, and valleys all over the planet, which indicate there might have been liquid water flowing across Mars' surface not very long ago. A large part of Mars is comprised of flat, low-lying plains. Multiple places on Mars have a number of craters, and the difference is dramatic. There are vast deposits of what looks like neatly layered stacks of dust and water ice, extending from the poles to 80 degrees latitude in both hemispheres. More seasonal caps of frost can also be seen during winter. They are made of dry ice, solid carbon dioxide. The red planet is very cold, mostly because of its distance from the sun. The atmosphere on Mars is very rich in carbon dioxide and is about 100 times less compared to Earth's. The density can support winds, clouds, and weather. Carbon dioxide snow clouds have been detected on Mars. It is the only body that can host the unique winter weather. Mars has the largest dust storms in the solar system. They can blanket the entire planet and last for months. Just like Earth, its axis is tilted in relation to the sun. Seasons in Mars are more extreme than those on Earth. Its orbit around the sun is elliptical, oval-shaped, and more elongated. The red planet's atmosphere is 95.2% carbon dioxide, 2.7% nitrogen, 1.6% argon, 0.13% oxygen, 0.08% carbon monoxide, and small amounts of neon, water, xenon, krypton, nitrogen oxide, and hydrogen deuterium oxygen. There is no global magnetic field on Mars. However, a few regions on its crust might have remnants of an old global magnetic field. Mars's core is composed of nickel, sulfur, and iron. The mantle is composed of peridotite, whereas the crust is composed of volcanic rock basalt. The Martian core is estimated to be 1,800 and 2,400 miles in diameter. The mantle is roughly 900 to 1,200 miles wide, and the crust is around 30 miles thick. Mars has two moons, Deimos and Phobos, discovered by Asaph Hall, an American astronomer, in 1877. They are both composed of carbon-rich rock and ice, are covered in loose rocks and dust, and are irregularly shaped. Galileo Galilei was the first person to ever watch the red planet with a telescope. Observation with robot spacecraft started in the 1960s. Mars is not easy to reach, and many spacecraft have been lost in the process. The European Space Agency, NASA, China, the Soviet Union, and Japan have all lost spacecraft. Introduction. Quite a number of experts support the idea of humanity becoming a multiplanetary species, preferably within a century, for ensured future survival. Many people are not really sure about sustainability, and the Earth might not be able to support life indefinitely. Elon Musk wants his dream of having people living on Mars realized. According to him, by 2040, there should be a city-like colony of tens of thousands of people on Mars. He then plans to have the colony grow gradually to over a million, which, to him, means there will be enough people to have a sustainable civilization on the planet. Elon's main reason for this plan is to ensure that the human species survive for a long time. Multiple professionals share his idea. One speaker at a conference presented a theory saying that the universe prefers ever greater levels of complexity. That complexity in the cosmos is good. This statement extends human qualities, that is, their ability to differentiate good from bad, onto the entire cosmos. This person made it seem as though the universe were human. According to Carl Sagan, humanity helps the universe know itself. In a way, humans are the cosmos. It is, therefore, safe to say that their experiences, senses, and minds are the same as those of the universe. In that case, they share values and preferences. Following this line of thought, you can say that the cosmos value the advancement of the human's evolutionary branch just as humans do. The speaker, referenced above, went on to argue that mankind is in a very powerful and unstable position. Over time, a very long time, life has become more complex and diversified, leading to billions of different species. Earth is the planet with the most sophisticated form of life.